Hi, I'm Dr. Pam Peek, and welcome to episode 286 of Her, the podcast where, well, you're going to hear the naked truth about her mind, her body, her life, and today, her menopause. That's right, I said the word. It's the M word. You heard me right. Whip out those little pencils and pens and start taking notes, because this is going to be cool. We have a terrific show, and just know that this episode is made possible by our wonderful friends at Smarty Pants Women's Vitamins, the delicious once-a-day gummies that contain all of the essential vitamins, minerals, and omega oils customized just for women. To learn more, hop on over to SmartyPantsVitamins.com. Okie dokie, now here's your first official reminder to click on iTunes after this episode to rate and review the show. We look forward to hearing from you all the time. Look, your feedback is what I live for. All right, it's a little hyperbolic, but it works. I just love hearing from you. So this is your first official reminder. You're going to hit iTunes after this and rate and review. All right, it's time for Her.
Her, the podcast.
The naked truth about women.
Her mind, her body, her life. It's all about her.
Now look, it's time for menopause too. Now, you heard me say the M word. Think for a second. I don't care how old you are out there in the Her podcast land. What do you visualize menopause even looking like? What the heck is menopause? Well, we're going to be dealing with all of this today because I got some news for you. Eye-popping news. We have a new narrative around menopause, and thank heavens for that. Well, quite frankly, thank heavens for Dr. Rebecca Dunsmore-Sue. Now, Rebecca is the chief medical officer for Genev. I'm going to spell that G-E-N-N-E-V. This is the coolest website ever. And the reason why, well, you're going to hear the reason why very shortly, but it's all about menopause. And it's all kinds of platforms about menopause services and products and education, all kinds of cool stuff. And they're lucky to have Dr. Rebecca. Her expertise in women's health began in residency training in OBGYN at the University of Pennsylvania. Her experience as an OBGYN clinical educator and researcher at the University of Washington, clinical OB at Swedish Medical Center, and now director of menopause at the Swedish Women's Clinic has fueled her pursuit of women's health. She lives in Seattle with her hubby and children, loves to travel, and today she's actually talking to us from an island right outside of Seattle, Puget Sound. Gorgeous stuff. Rebecca, welcome to the Her podcast.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
Okay, can you just say the M word with me?
Menopause. I'm happy to say it.
I know, man. So tell me, you know, what got you really interested in this whole menopause thing per se? You're OBGYN. You could have taken 28 different paths. Why menopause?
Yeah, that's a really interesting question because I think often we find that menopause is sort of overlooked in OBGYN training. We're so busy learning how to catch babies and do C-sections and do surgery, which is a lot to learn in 4 years. But one of the often overlooked parts of OBGYN is endocrinology, reproductive endocrinology. And I was lucky enough to do my residency at the University of Pennsylvania, where we got a lot of really excellent training in reproductive endocrinology, which sort of spurred my interest in the hormones and how they interact in the body and how they change over time. But also I had a great teacher there who focused on menopause and actually taught us as residents to think about menopause and how to best care for women in this part of their lives.
Okay. Whoa. And now you're associated, in addition to the 38 other hats you wear, in academics, in research, and with your private practice. You're also the chief medical officer for Genev. Tell us about Genev.
Yes, I'm happy to. So Genev is a company, we call ourselves your online clinic for midlife and menopause. And really, you know, Genev got started by Jill Angelo and Jackie Brandywine with just a roster of products. some lubricants, some intimate moisturizers, things like that for women in this time of life. And as they grew, they were realizing that women were asking them questions because they didn't have a great source of information about menopause. So they brought in the person I like to call our word wrangler, Shannon, who is an amazing writer and researcher. And she started to put together pieces on menopause just for general education. And they were free education. And then I came into the mix because when I started doing pieces with them, I said, hey, you know, who's sort of making sure you're staying on the right track medically and vetting all this information? They said, well, that would be you. So on I came. And really how we've grown over the years is into sort of a whole host of services. So our educational bits are always free and will remain so. We have some great products, including supplements and lubes and moisturizers and other things. And then we also have telemedicine, and actually something I'm really proud of, having worked with these guys now for the last year, is health coaching. So we work with health coaches who are specifically trained in menopause by me to really help women make the lifestyle changes they need to make as they age to stay healthy and happy and be everything they can be.
Huh. So this was an unmet need?
It's a huge unmet need. You know, all women pretty much will go through menopause at some point, but yet we never talk about it. You know, when you go through sex education, when you're about to go through puberty, nobody says, hey, there's the other end where you go through this again. Women don't understand their bodies and what their bodies are doing. And in my perspective has always been knowledge is power. So the more a woman knows about her body and what it's doing and why that's normal and natural, the better she's going to feel about the process and the more she can handle the things that come with it.
All right. So you and I are both physicians, and I'm going to just pitch it on over to you. You tell our wonderful Her podcast listeners, what the heck is menopause? How do you actually define it?
That's a really good point, because I think menopause is used interchangeably to mean a lot of things in our world. The true definition of menopause is the day on which you haven't had a period for 12 months. That is the menopause, or the pause of your menses. But we use the term to define sort of the time before that, or the perimenopause, when your menstrual cycles might be getting more regular and you start to have symptoms of menopause.
And that can actually start really, really early. I mean, I was just talking to one of my colleagues, and she started actually in at the age of 39. Mm-hmm. And when I asked her, I said, how about your mommy? She says about the same age. So there's a familial thing going on there, too. But for sure, a lot of women think, okay, peri means, you know, okay, 50, and then you go into menopause at 52. Wrong. You know, it's the 40s.
Absolutely wrong. It's 40s for most women, and sometimes into the 30s, as you mentioned. And really, you know, the symptoms can come on very gradually and be mostly unnoticed for a few years. In my experience, the most common early symptoms are just some slight mood shifts. So women who've had a little bit of mood issue right before their period, that gets worse. It gets longer. You know, just subtle things like that can be the earliest signs. And then what I tell women is, in terms of your actual periods themselves, if you've always been regular, the earliest sign of menopause is actually not them spacing out, but them getting slightly closer together. Your periods actually the interval between them may shorten by a few days before you start to skip. So those are good sort of early hints you can look for. And then the other side of the thing, you know, so after that 12-month date, we tend to refer to all the rest of a woman's life as menopause. Well, I like to call that postmenopause because I just like to be more specific. And that can be a third to even more of a woman's life. So focusing on how to be healthy and happy in that time is key.
Okay. Now, tell us what happens with a woman's body as she's actually going through menopause. I'm going to start it off with my favorite topic, which is in all my books, and it's hysterical, of course. And that is what I love to call shape-shifting, okay? So what I usually say is, as you enter, many women, not all, many women enter their late 30s and their 40s, you know, basically looking a bit like an hourglass, all right? Depending upon, you know, what your genetics are. Either you're a little top heavy or a little bottom heavy, but whatever. You're a little hourglassy.
Or middle heavy, like me.
Just a little hourglassy, you know. And then one day you look in the mirror somewhere in perimenopause and you went from an hourglass to a shot glass. Okay, now suddenly you're like, whoa, what happened here? And clearly one of the things that does happen, and we now realize that it is fairly well associated with the shift sex hormones throughout perimenopause, is literally a relocation of a lot of that fat, the subcutaneous fat that any woman would have anyway, more around her middle. Mm-hmm. And that becomes a real issue,
right,
for a multitude of reasons. Clearly, you can minimize that, and you know, keep yourself healthy. And the deadliest fat is the fat that is excessive deep inside the belly, underneath the abdominal wall. That's called visceral fat.
Right.
But take it away, Dr. Rebecca, on all the other wild and crazy things going on in your body.
Yeah. So I like to first talk about what do your actual hormones do and why. So, you know, the ovaries are sort of the thing we think of that makes most of the sex steroid hormones that women have during their reproductive years. And those hormones are all designed around the production of eggs and therefore the getting a woman to pregnancy or to a menses. As we age, that production of eggs becomes more haphazard. So in the perimenopause, while you're still producing eggs most of the time, sometimes you don't do it so well, or you produce two because the first one wasn't looking so good. And so the hormones, especially estrogen and progesterone, can be wildly out of whack. They can be really high one month and really low the next. And the brain hormones that stimulate those hormones do the same thing. They'll be really high one month and really low the next. And we definitely sense that shifting hormone landscape with every month. And so women can have pretty extreme mood swings. A lot of women note anxiety or even heart palpitations during this time just because their hormones are all over the place and there are tons of hormone receptors in the brain. Obviously, periods can get very irregular. Sometimes you'll skip 1, 2, 3 months and then have an incredibly heavy bleed that can last many, many days. And that's just, you've been building this lining in the uterus waiting for an egg and it just never came. And so it gives up and bleeds. You can see joint pains and muscle aches. There are estrogen receptors in our joints and in our muscles. And so we definitely sense that. One of the big things that women really struggle with is that you talked about the shape shifting, but there's also that loss of muscle mass. So as our estrogen levels go down, it's harder and harder to maintain healthy muscle mass. And that has a whole host of implications, partly for fitness, but also for weight loss, because the thing that burns your calories are your muscles. And so maintaining healthy muscle mass is really a way to stay fit and healthy. In terms of the shape shifting, you know, I tell women, we don't know 100% why this accompanies the shift in sex hormones. You know, there's some theories out there, but I like to think of it as a functional thing your body is trying to do for you. Because what we know is once you go through menopause and the ovaries really stop making estrogen for you, one of the main places you're going to get that estrogen is from fat. And your fat elaborates estrogen for you. So I like to think of it as your body trying to protect you. It doesn't look good to us and it doesn't feel good to us, these shifts in how our body distributes fat and why it puts it on. But, you know, it sometimes helps to reframe it.
Right. So what you've done is a Washington, D.C. positive spin. You're a spin master.
Yes.
Most women just want to put a gun to their head and say, what the heck happened to my body already? Like, I want it back again. And they feel a lot. I think that one of the things that happens throughout the menopausal journey, the perimenopausal as well, is sometimes women really feel as though they have lost control. You just wake up in the morning and
that's
it's
absolutely true.
It's something else. It's now my vision's going to pot. And then there's the vaginal dryness and it's you know, and it just keeps going like that. And I think that one of the things I loved about Genev, when I looked at this website, and again, everyone out there is GENNEV.com. One of the things I really liked about this is it gives you back your control and you reframe your narrative. And through all of these platforms that you have, where you have the health coaching, where you have the telemedicine, I just love the way you've already, you know, the whole team there has now integrated so many ways to be able to reach women instead of the usual, you know, kind of vanilla, just throw out some education and it's just, it lacks soul. It lacks personality. It's like, and it's also looks like a white paper for, you know, some kind of a research protocol. Boring is what I'm trying to say. What I love about this is that you have really made this first an inclusive experience for women. At the same time, you also try to reach women in multiple ways. Maybe you just want to look at some of the, you know, read some of the podcasts, you know, listen to them, you know, maybe you want to read the blogs. Maybe you want to take that first telemedicine thing. Have you found women really receptive to this sort of multi-platform approach?
Yes, and the reason it's been designed that way and the reason we did what we did is that, you know, the space is filling up. There are a lot of companies coming up for menopause, and a lot of them focus on one thing. Either we will prescribe you hormone replacement or we will do this. What we found was different women need different things, and the same woman needs a different thing at different points in her menopause. And so by being able to bring it all together and all of us working together with these women, you can transition through these different things that you might want to try very easily with the same team. So one of the things I didn't mention is our health coaching subscription comes with physician input. So our health coaches work directly with us as physicians all the time. So if they have a question, we're always on call to them. If they come up with something that a woman that they can't answer for a woman, they have her schedule a telemedicine visit, and it's free because she's a subscriber. It's just a way to be able to address a woman's needs throughout her menopause, which is a shifting landscape. I think, you know, I want to get back to your talking about how I tend to put a positive spin, you know, that very DC thing on menopause.
Yeah, I love that.
I do, because menopause is a positive thing. You know, the transition through the menopause can be rough with some symptoms and things like that, but we can treat those in a variety of ways, both lifestyle, alternative remedies, and hormone replacement. But what we've found when we talk to women after the menopause, after they get through the symptoms, after they're feeling sort of like themselves again, menopause tends to be an incredibly powerful time for women. You know, we tend to feel at our best, at our smartest, at our most powerful. And so being able to reframe some of the stuff that society tells us we're supposed to worry about, our weight, our shape, these things, and say, you know what, this is just your body taking care of you. Embrace your power as you come into this part of your life.
I love it. I love it. I love it. You know, obviously I was being provocative when I said you're putting a positive spin, because damn it, somebody better. It's like,
it's a
you
positive
know, this-
thing.
Well, you know, the other thing that this kind of, you know, dumps me into in my brain is this whole issue about aging. You know, this is beautiful. Hey, just jump up and down and be happy. You're old enough, you know, as you go through perimenopause to still be here to have menopause. You know, many years, I mean, you probably know this as well as I do, women never lived long enough to even have menopause. We forget that this whole phenomenon of being able to take advantage of antibiotics and much better healthcare all the way around has helped us stay alive longer. Ergo, you know, this is one of those things we're going to go through. Interestingly, culturally, menopause occurs at different times in women's lives in different cultures. Is in some cultures in South America, for instance, it actually occurs earlier. In others, I believe it's Thailand. It might be Singapore, but I think it's Thailand. They have this really cool actual saying, do not have me say this in their language. That would be ugly. But it translates to happy times, no more babies.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, girl, I got that one with you.
Which is really a truth. I mean, you know, you get to live a third of your life not worrying about pregnancy, preventing it, having it,
dealing with it.
It becomes, yeah, it's just no longer something we have to worry about.
No, I just love that. And that's why one of the reasons why I love the whole brightness of what Genev is. And they're so, once again, lucky to have you, because what you're really doing is redefining the narrative. So instead of the old stereotype, which, you know, women have been pushing back against forever and a day, and many women get sucked into this too. They, you know, they go, oh gosh, you know, I'm getting older and, you know, I have to look, you know, so matronly and all that. No, you don't, girlfriend. Don't you be saying that, you know. Get out there and continue to kick ass at an even higher level and really embrace the fact that you're still here and celebrate the fact that you're going to optimize every single moment of your health span, not your lifespan, health span, all the years of vibrant, robust living that you want to do because of this. Now, you know, Dr. Rebecca, tell me, in your experience as a provider and also as chief medical officer for Genev, what have you really found to be some of the biggest challenges women present you with?
That's a really good question, because like I said, every woman is different, but there are some common themes. One theme is just symptoms. So people come in and say, I cannot sleep. I can't sleep. If I don't have a hot flash at night, it's because I have insomnia, and this is driving how I feel in the rest of my life. That's a really big challenge that we often talk about and face. Second is relationships. They want to talk about how do my relationships with, you know, my partner or my children or my work change as I change physically and have to go through this. And the third thing we talk about a lot at Genev is sex. Women want to talk about sex and how that changes with menopause. I don't want to say it gets worse or that we lose our libido, because that's not true. If you actually look at studies, and one was just recently presented at the North American Menopause Society this week, women's libido changes a little bit through their lifetime, but as many women will have increased libido as decreased as they pass through the menopausal transition. And women who were always kind of low libido are still going to be low libido after menopause. And those that were high are probably still going to be high. So we talk about sex as a normal aspect of a woman and part of what she does and who she is, but not to gear our expectations for that to Hollywood or societal expectations. We need to think about what's right for us.
You know, I've also heard the question, and I'm glad you brought up the whole issue of sex per se. A lot of women kind of ask the same question on women of any age too. What the heck is normal for my age? You know,
That's a really good question.
Isn't it a great question? It's like, well, first of all, what is normal? I just, you know, how do you define normal? So how would you answer that question?
So I approach it in two different ways. The first one, I'm talking one-on-one with a patient, is normal is what's right for you. Are you happy with the amount of sex you're having? Not is your partner happy, not are you judging yourself based on what you and your girlfriends talk about when you go out. Are you comfortable and happy and feel like you have the right amount of sex and the right amount of intimacy for you? That's normal. Second is, when you actually look at studies, you know, We think based on Hollywood and what society would tell us that everyone's having sex every day. This is totally not true. You know, a good third of women have sex every 2 to 3 months or less. And that's okay with them because that's the amount that they want to have. And some women have sex every day. And some women have sex every week. And some women have sex every month. It's a balancing act between you, your partner, your libido, your relationship. And it will wax and wane over the course of a relationship, because the most common thing that drives down libido and sexual function for women is stress. Whether it's personal stress, work stress, or relationship stress, that's the thing that turns off our libido the easiest and the fastest.
Interesting. And of course, at that time of life, it's sort of a mixed bag. I mean, there's so many transitions. I think the word here is transition. Mm-hmm. You've got personal and professional. You've got family change-ups, all kinds of stuff going on. And this is a beautiful time in life to just, girlfriend, kick it back. You know, it's like, come on, this is not our first rodeo. Like, oh yeah, I've never transitioned in my life and I'm 60, you know, it's like, come on. But, you know, and what I love about this is Genev seems to me to be a beehive. I love to call these beehives. Mm-hmm. A little beehive. And do you aggregate people like in a community kind of thing with Genève? How's that work?
We do. We have two ways that we aggregate people in community, depending on patient or client's comfort level. So on the actual website, we have a community spot. And again, totally free. You just have to give us your email so we know who's talking within the community. And you can ask questions, have them answered by other folks in the community, but also by us. So the health coaches and the physicians do dip in there and make sure that important health questions get answered quickly. And then there is a Facebook group attached to Genève, but slightly independent, and that you can get information about that on our website as well. And some women like to talk in that setting, just with other women as well. But community is key in menopause, like just putting it out there. You're saying, has anyone else ever gone through this? And to hear, 50 women go, yes, we're all going through that. It's very comforting.
I love it. And I think that also gives women a sense that, you're not alone. And sometimes I think a lot of women take it almost personally. It's like, oh my gosh, I put on 5 pounds and it's around my belly and, right. I'm a complete and total failure. No, you did a little shape shifting. Suddenly mm-hmm. you notice that maybe your butt or your thighs are a little less, carry a little less fat, but all of a sudden it kind of migrated upstairs here. And I think a lot of women also notice that their breasts become larger. So for all of you who are always triple A's, there's hope. I'm just putting it out there. I'm trying to do the Dr. Rebecca positive spin here. But there is a kind of movement of a lot of fat distribution upstairs, sort of almost on the trunk, mm-hmm. the breasts, the area above, and your armpits. Yes, those two extra breasts that seem to pop up out of nowhere, which all of us who put on our sport bras and go, damn, what is that? And it doesn't matter how much you weigh.
Suddenly tank tops become less appealing.
Yeah, you're like, damn, what's that? But that's okay. I just call it, it's like a big smile, from one armpit to the other across your breast. It's just one big breasty smile. And that's what I love to do. I love to laugh. I love to, laugh with us all. And, this is a journey and an adventure. And all I can say is that I think what you're doing with Genève, with Jill, who is the founder, and that entire huge team and army out there that you've got, mm-hmm. What you're doing is just such a service to women who are going through menopause, both in terms of education. And let me tell you, honey, if you think you understand it all, you better just go right on over to Genève and click on the education and get yourself educated. Because one of the nice things I love about Genève is that they keep you updated. It's not some dry website where, the data is like about 5 months old. I mean, they're rocking it and they're trying to stay on the cutting edge to be able to help you with whatever new developments, basically emerge in research, in anything. Like I notice in your products, you now have your own brand of really woman-centered, menopause-centered vitamin supplements, which I know are going to help, as well as some really nice remedies mm-hmm. for sleep, especially that are CBD-based. And then, of course, intimacy. And that mm-hmm. includes lubricants and cleansing cloths. And I just love this. And you know something? You're a trusted brand because I think women, see who you are. And my God, with people with your background and the rest of the team, I just can't imagine a woman wouldn't say, let me just fall into this community yesterday. So I want to make sure everyone out there knows I've been talking to the chief medical officer for Genève, and that's Dr. Rebecca Dunsmore-Sue. Just pop on over to Genève, GENNEV.com, to learn more about all of the services and, most importantly, Learn about how you can feel more educated and in control during this really positive, amazing transition and journey in a woman's life. And just do the little happy dance that you're here to even have all this fun right now. And again, I can't begin to thank you enough, Rebecca, for being on the Her podcast to help educate all of us about you, your wonderful work, and Genev.
Yeah. Well, I'm thrilled to be here. And I did want to, you know, something while you were talking that came up for me is that I want to make sure not to minimize the symptoms of women for whom menopause is difficult. You know, some women breeze right through with nary a symptom and they're feeling great. And some women really struggle for several years. And so that's not to minimize what you're going through. I tend to put a positive spin on menopause because I think it is overall a positive thing for women. But that doesn't mean you can't suffer through some of the transition. And if you are suffering, we have solutions for that. And that's sort of why we do what we do. We want every woman to be able to recognize herself in menopause on our website and see that there's something for everyone there.
Yay. That's exactly what I wanted to hear. Just a beautiful ending to all of this. Please, everyone, run to Genev.com, G-E-N-N-E-V.com. You'll be happy you did. Now, right now, here's your little reminder to run on over to iTunes, rate and review the show. Oh boy, I want to hear your thoughts about all things menopause. Why? Well, because I'm Dr. Pam Peek, host of the Her podcast. Follow me on Facebook at Dr. Pam Peek or Twitter at Pam Peek MD. And remember to catch every single episode of the Her podcast on iTunes or Radio MD. Thanks for listening today. And please stay safe and stay well.